So there's questions.
One question sent from Ashutosh Krishna Prabhu. Mm-hmm. And in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 8, comment, Srila Sridhar says, the most rare and elevated stage of devotion is in the line of spontaneous devotion known as Raga Marg. In that line, guided by the qualified guru, an elevated pure devotee may attain service to a leader of one of those groups of Krishna's personal associates who serve the Lord in his pastimes in a relationship of friendship, sakya rasa, parenthood, vatsalya rasa, or consorthood, madhurya rasa. Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned specifically sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya, but not dasya or shanta. Are we to understand that Raga Marg Seva can only mean Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya? And how do we understand the words about the so-called Shantarasa of the soil of Vrindavan, Svapada Ramanam, in this context?
Hare Krishna. Well, first, we should point out that Srila Guru Maharaj's Bhagavad Gita commentary here is published as the hidden treasure of the sweet absolute. So this means that it's not apparent or what is obvious or most easily, readily understood. Bhaktivinoda Thakur published more than one Bhagavad Gita, commentaries by different acharyas. Srila Swami Raj Prabhupada mentions in the beginning of his, he's following the Baladev Vidyabhushan commentary. So, Bhagavad Gita can be understood in many different ways. according to how that devotee receives inspiration in their heart. So, there's how these verses may be understood in the general sense and how they may be understood in a specific sense. Here, when Guru Maharaj speaks of hidden treasure, it's an allusion to Madhura Rasa, how to extract Madhura Rasa from Bhagavad Gita. The same Guru Maharaj says that in Mahabharata, there's no mention of Madhura Rasa as Gaudiyas generally conceive it. Only in the line where Draupadi is hopelessly, helplessly praying for her to save her dignity when, who is it? Duryodhana, trying to disrobe her in a public assembly. And she's crying out to Krishna. We know Krishna has many different names, right? And they all have some specific meaning. But when she says, hey, Gopi Jana Balava, when she addresses him as Gopi Jana Balava, that Krishna, who's the lover of the Braja Gopis, then, and should preface it by saying she was like one arm raised, the other trying to keep herself concealed. But then when, so that means there's some part, like a misra, a mixture of something, of self-help and prayer to the Lord. But when she raises both arms and is just placing herself exclusively at the mercy of Krishna, Gopitre Bharana, and addressing him as Gopi Janabalava, the lover of the Brajagopis, that Krishna, then Krishna responds. And so Guru Maharaj is saying, this is where, within this great epic, the only reference to that plane, we can say Gopi Bhav, their type of heart, their type of heartfelt surrender, totally offering oneself in service to Krishna. But for the sake of argument, someone can say, well, but Guru Maharaj said that's the only place, but here in the Bhagavad Gita, he is extracting Madhura Rasa. And that's also within the pages of Mahabharata. Why didn't he mention that? Because he's talking about what is overt, what is hidden, what is confidential, what is obvious, what is standard way of interpretation, all of those sort of things. And the reason I'm prefacing my remarks this way is just to remind us that Guru Maharaj is extracting a particular quality of meaning in this context. So it's been pointed out by him and others and elsewhere. Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he will say sometimes devotees recognize 4 out of the 5. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsal, etc. Because of the lack of, you could say, a more active participation of Shantarasa. But those are broad subjects. As I once offered the Guru Maharaj, it occurred to me that thinking of Shantarasa, I thought, oh, a blade of grass, there must be a difference between a blade of grass in Vaikuntha and a blade of grass in Goloka. And he said, of course. So then we have to understand something about the nature of the overall Vaikuntha world, the spiritual world, and then Vaikuntha in a more specific denotation as the southern hemisphere of the spiritual world, then understanding Goloka Vrindavan as the super subjective plane, the upper hemisphere of the spiritual world, where, as he mentions in this question, says Brindaranyam Swapara Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti, that this appears to be a contradiction of what is normally understood. What does it say? Swapada Ramanam, probably that the earth, the ground that Krishna walks on, which we would generally take to be Shantarasa, is shivering in conjugal ecstasy at the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. So then we can take it that there's a general understanding of how these things work, more specific understanding of how they work, and some things that contradict the science of rasa. We can say that also. But in a good way, Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he also deals with rasabhas. Right? But in two ways. He says, here's rasabhas, conflicting mellows. One sentiment would really cancel out the other. It's rejected as something inappropriate, insubstantial. But then he'll show something that's apparently rasabhas. From another context, it is not. So when Guru Maharaj asked Saraswati Thakur, Sanatana Goswami concludes Krishna Leela in one way, Rupa Goswami concludes in another way, how are we to take that? And his answer was Adhoksaja. And Guru Maharaj would say, do we want to retire that name of Krishna? Everything will pigeonhole or have some patent explanation for, or recognize that he is a dhokshita, he has chintya shakti, and these things can be described, discussed, observed, understood from different perspectives. So what to speak of, you know, Shanta Dasya, or like when Guru Maharaj is talking about some of these things, and maybe I wasn't following carefully what he was saying. And because he's talking about Yashoda and different, and I said at one point, well, what about the Gita Sloka? Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. You know, think of me, become my devotee, etc. And Guru Maharaj said, we left that a long time ago. Meaning in this discussion. This think of me, become, how we're speaking of Yashoda, you can't introduce that sloka in this context. When Mahaprabhu is asking Ramananda Roy certain questions, and Ramananda Roy is offering Bhagavad Gita slokas as answers to those questions, Mahaprabhu is saying, Iho bahya age kahuhar, that's external. Wait a minute, it's the Bhagavad Gita. So there's a plane where Mahaprabhu is saying, that's external, go further. So it means a particular perspective, a particular way. So when Guru Maharaj is applying this analysis, as he would say, as connotation increases, denotation decreases. Example, we say, those who accept the Bhagavad Gita as being a work of, you know, spiritual substance and enlightening, you have the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the Sri Vaishnavas, the Madhva, everybody, the Mayavadis, they also read Bhagavad Gita. And in the Western world, like they used to make the propaganda, you know, Emerson, Thoreau, Whitman, right? Annie Besant, Christopher Usher, they start naming all these great writers, things, all these people say, yes, Bhagavad Gita is so wonderful, and we can get so much from that. But Guru Maharaj employing this concept, as connotation increases, denotation means as we ratchet up the meaning, then what is denoted or the group indicated by that meaning will narrow. So we say, yes, but Bhagavad Gita should be understood in the light of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we lose the Mayavadis. Now we're back to Vaishnavas. So we have the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the Sri Vaishnavas, the Madhva, the Tattvavadis, etc. They'll say, yes, in the light of Bhagavatam, that's correct. That's how we'll understand Bhagavad Gita. Must be in sync in the light of Bhagavatam. As connotation increases, denotation decreases, then we say, but actually, the Bhagavatam should be understood in the light of Mahaprabhu's Achintya Bheda Bhed, like Gaudiya Darshan. Then we lose the Sri Vaishnavas and the Madhvas, Madhvas eliminating 14th Brahma Vimohan Leela. As connotation increases, denotation increases. So when Guru Maharaj is talking here about Raga Bhakti, he's increased the connotation of what that means. And as I say, what to speak of discussing Dasya, Shanta and Dasya, when we reach Madhura Rasa, Svakya Parakya, the emphasis will go to Parakya Rasa and Parakya Bhav, and then everything will be seen in a new light. So, as in one of Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj's books, the one published by Siddhanti Maharaj?
Religion of the Heart.
Religion of the Heart. So there was a section in there that Gurudev had said something, and maybe it wasn't printed as appropriately as it should have been, but he was talking about parakīya. Right. And saying that this particular type of behavior of Krishna with Mother Yashoda was indicative of parakīya. So someone thought, well, wait a minute, parakīya, that means one of its meaning is, paramour. How can Krishna be paramour related? This is rasa, this is not appropriate. In the context of Krishna's relationship with Mother Yashoda. But what Gurudev was saying in the line of Guru Maharaj, that Vrindavan is predominated by parakīya bhav. And what this means is it has a specific meaning in relation to the Braja Gopis as the paramour, but with others, para, here in the sense of others, when they say, for example, the cowherd boys, they'll have a discussion after some miraculous leela of Krishna, of Gopal, and they'll say, there are people who say Gopal is not one of us. Right? What? Yeah, they're thinking he's just, they're cowherd boys, and he's a cowherd boy who they love very much and can't live without him. Yeah, some people, they're saying he's some sort of a god. No. Gopal? Yes, our Gopal. I heard someone say, not only like God, Devata, but like the God, the Deva, the God of God. Gopal? Yes, Gopal. Our Gopal? Yes, our Gopal. No. That's parakīya for them. That this makes them, it increases their love and affection for him. To hear this suggestion that he's not theirs, or he's other, right? How does it take place? And with Yashoda, she hears the rumors that Krishna is not her son. That's what it means. And that sense that Krishna is not her son, faced with that prospect, she becomes more attached to Krishna. She has deeper love and affection for him. Right. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur points out that Nanda Maharaj, after meeting with Vasudeva and Devaki, and after Krishna killed Kamsa and everything, and he's staying there for some time, and Nanda Maharaj, he's hearing all of these things too. And whereas Devaki and Vasudeva, when they sometimes understood Krishna's divinity, it constrained their familial affection for him. They became somewhat apprehensive and awe-inspired. Whereas Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur points out that Nanda Maharaj, his mood is that, I don't care if he is God, he's still my son. Right? So even faced with that prospect, it doesn't break his familial affection. Just as when Yashoda looks into the mouth of Krishna and sees the earth, all the planets, stars, galaxies, and basically concludes that she's hallucinating. It can't break her, even a display like that. In the Gita, Arjuna becomes full of fear to see the Virata Rupa. Mother Yashoda just thinks she's hallucinating. Right? That her, it cannot break that motherly love and affection she has for Krishna. So, once we enter that realm, Goloka, a Prakriti Lila of Krishna, then, as Gurudev said, Gurudev said, the whole environment, there is a predominance of Parakiya sentiment. And in some sense, it can be extended even to the, if we want to say, Shantarasa aspect of that plane. What is the rasa of the flute? Right? Chandravali is expressing envy for the flute. What is that? Okay. Generally, we'll think of it as being a shantara, you know, a bamboo. But she's saying, oh, that bamboo is intercepting all the nectar that's meant for us. It's going from Krishna to this faulty, dry piece of wood. So, when Guru Maharaj is expressing these things, I mean, I'd have to read that section carefully, but he's increasing the connotation, that's what I mean to say, of what it means. So, from one perspective, it may include all five, increase the connotation of what is being discussed and implied, and it'll start becoming more narrow. That's what I would say to that.
More explicit.
Pardon me?
Narrow in the sense of becoming
less,
more
like,
exclusive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Any other question?
So, Vaishnavas are said to be kind to all living beings. But if you don't see Krishna in everyone's heart yet, how to follow this? We also know that Gurudev was talking with trees. What animals did he have and what were their relations with and Gurudev's servitors' relation to them?
In the Gita, Krishna says, Yo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvamayu pasyati, something along those lines. For one who sees me everywhere and everything, I'm never lost to them, they're never lost to me. That's the principle. But we may say, who really embodies this, personifies this type of seeing? The Mahabhagavata, right? And we say, well, how can I see like a Mahabhagavata? Not going to happen anytime soon. But there must be some beginning to that. So at least first to recognize that is the higher vision of the Mahabhagavata. They're seeing Krishna everywhere and everything and every event. So one way to achieve that kind of seeing, Gauranga said, if the devotee in the third class position will take up the service of the Mahabhagavata, they can bypass the analytical madhyam intermediate position. Right. With that reference to Gurudev and his servitors. You can say they're doing that. They're, by serving him, they're bypassing the analytical stage and realizing, Bhagavat Bhakti Tat Sarvam Iti Usrija Vidervi Krishna Kainkarja Shrayatam Sharanagati. By surrendering oneself to a Mahabhagavata and serving them, the way they see, their devotional way of seeing, can be transferred to the heart of the servitor. But that means incrementally, gradually, coming under the influence of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav. Shastra Chakshu, seeing through the eyes of the scripture. I remember when there was a museum in Los Angeles with some dolls exhibiting like Bhagavad Gita slokas. And this Swami came to visit, famous Swami, Swami Sachidananda. And I was there, Hridayananda Maharaj and myself were giving him a tour. And you go through the museum, and there was one exhibit of the, what is it, Pandita Samadarshina. Vidyavanaya Sampane Gavi Hastini Sunikai Swapa Cha Pandita Samadarshina. How the pundit, and in this sense means the Krishna conscious way of seeing, whether he sees the Brahmin, the cow, the elephant, the dog, the dog eater, he's seeing with equally. Pandita Samadarshina. So after we went on this tour, we said, Swamiji, which exhibit did you like the best? And he said, he mentioned that one, but now he described it from his point of view. He said, what I like is where they're showing that dog is God. Right? And his group, they're like, haha, they're all like giggling. And he goes, because after all, God backwards is dog. And they all go, ha ha ha. And Hridayananda Maharaj said, we're not interested in any backwards conception of God. He's a brilliant man and genius-like wit. He said, we're not interested in any backwards conception of God. But so, and the Bilapakusa Manjali of Raghunath Das Goswami, where he's praising Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, he says, Vairagya yu bhakti rasa prayatne, apayayam mam anabipsam andam, kripam, kripam buddhi yak paradukaduki, sanatanas tvam, prabhu asrayami. He says that the suffering of the Vaishnava is really, he's happy. We hear from Narottam, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. He knows how to extract this happiness in life and life circumstances and everything. So really the devotees of the Lord, they're, and back to that Gita, Machchita Madgata Prana Bodhayantas Parasparam. Katayan chastamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. They're feasting by talking about Krishna, by engaging in Krishna katha. Tushyanti, they as if they're eating a feast, and ramanti takes it even a stage further by hearing the topics of Krishna. But what is their suffering? Paradukaduki. Seeing the sufferings of others for want of Krishna consciousness and the absence of Krishna consciousness. And for that, that requires them to come descend from this platform, the Vishva Purnam Sukhayate platform, somewhat to see, and Guru Maharaj's word, non-Krishna, with their task of converting non-Krishna into Krishna. So, like we have the dog here. So we think we understand what is the dog mentality. There's so many dogs. But this particular dog, he gets to hear the holy name, eat prasadam, the remnants of Vaishnavas have the affection of the devotees. So we can understand he's accumulating sukriti and he's going to reap the benefit of that in a future life. So it's good for him. Gurudev, if I understand right what they're saying, he had some special rapport with animals. He used to keep a mongoose in his shirt pocket. I mean, first of all, his shirt pockets are big, but still, he had this mongoose named Pinku, a female. And she would, like her head would be out, just sitting in his pocket with her head out like this. And he'd be talking to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is legally blind, who has the greatest depth of spiritual vision. He legally blind. It means he can see to a certain degree, but not very clearly. And sometimes, and Guru Maharaj's sitting like that, and Pinku would like crawl up Guru Maharaj's arm, and like, and then go around, then down the other side, and Guru Maharaj would be going, "Kay?" He thought somebody was like tapping him on his, but he couldn't, how can there be anybody behind me? I'm in my, you know. And then Gurudev would be like, "Shh, Pinku." Then Pinku would like crawl back in Gurudev's pocket with her, like. But as intimate as their relationship was, once Pinku had babies, even Gurudev couldn't go near her. That Vatsalya Rasa. Guru Maharaj said, Vatsalya Rasa conquers Sakya Rasa. It's more intense. Like Yashoda. So, but he is always, I remember even the last time he came back to Calcutta, the street dogs who lived at the Mott, they knew he was coming somehow. What was her name? Diamond, Hira, and her puggle son?
Anthrax.
Yeah, Gurudev named them Anthrax. But she is waiting on, like in, they're in the lion pose outside the gate, on either side of the gate. What was her son's name?
Moti.
Moti, his little puggle. And the mother, Hira, which means diamond. They're like outside in lion pose, and Gurudev's coming from Navadvip. They could sense something. So, and Guru Maharaj told of the, like, yogi in the mountains, he's doing his meditation there, and because he's non-envious of any living beings, the animals like him. But remember, the animals can sense when earthquake is coming or some natural disaster, so they started, like, pushing him. And they pushed him to safety. He could realize they're trying to tell him something. They took him to a safe place where he wouldn't be harmed. And that's, you know, in this world, when Sivananda Sen was taking the, every year he takes all the Navadvip, the senior devotees in Navadvip, to Puri. They stay with Mahaprabhu for 4 months. Celebrate Rath Yatra and stay the Chaturmasya. On their journey, a dog attached himself to the party and got the affection of Sivananda Sen. And then he's like taking care of the dog and everything. And they came to a river where a boatman said, "No dog can ride on my boat." So they had to, like, part. And then, you know, Sri Vananda is saying he's soft-hearted, felt something for him. Then when they arrive in Puri, his heart's lifted and happy. He sees that dog is seated a little far, a bit from Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is eating coconut pulp and tossing it to the dog, and the dog going, and taking Krishna Nam. Then a few days later, the dog leaves his body and, you know, goes to Vaikuntha. So, Kleshagni Subhada Moksha Laguta Krit Sandra Ananda Visheshatma Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Rupa Goswami says, how auspicious Subhada Krishna consciousness. Subha, da, giving all auspiciousness, any connection. And Narottam's song, he says, I'm talking to Guru Maharaj, one Bengali devotee started taking some pictures. And when Guru Maharaj said, like, what are you doing? And then he understood he's taking pictures. Guru Maharaj said, a waste of energy. Right? And that devotee said, well, if I was taking pictures just, you know, of anybody or just some mundane event, I understand. But taking pictures of Mahabhagavata, higher Vaishnava, and so it has its value. And I mentioned the Guru Maharaj, this song that begins, A Baru Karuna Karo Vaishnava Goshai. And a verse or two later, it says, what is it? Ganga Parasha, saying that repeatedly bathing in the Ganga purifies one, but just once being bathed in the glance of the Vaishnava gives you those results. And actually, beautifully, Guru Maharaj sang the whole song, every line. But so that idea is there too, to present ourselves to the Vaishnava so that we can be bathed in the glance, the merciful glance of a Vaishnava. As we present ourselves to the deity, and say, are we coming to see the deity? Yes, but to be more to the, and we have limited capacity to do so. Right. There's the rub. But so, what is our prayer? The deity has infinite capacity to see me. Really me, real me. So if I present myself before the deity, that'll be beneficial for me. And I acknowledge I have very limited capacity to see. So we favor that being seen by the Vaishnava, serving the Vaishnava who has this vision. And by that service, that sort of vision will awaken within one. Any other question? Yes. Or was that all the questions? I forgot.
All the questions?
That were asked.
I think that's it.
Okay, go to the next one.
The next one is, what does it mean to be real? Mostly, when you do something...
What does it mean to be real? Period. I mean, question mark.
Yes, yes. Right. To be real, what does it mean?
Uh-huh.
So, mostly...
Well, when I was in SoCal once, giving a talk at the Sunday feast, one of the young people there said, dude, I believe like none of us even exist. And I said, well, then I don't have to answer your question. So real, what is the famous slogan in Bhagavad Gita? Na tveva aham jatu nasham na cham neme janadhipaha na cheva na bhavishyami. I forget the last line. Real has to do with permanent, eternal. Things that are not permanent are not, in the true sense of the term, real. They're temporary.
The question is asked more specific, because he said, mostly when you do something and at the same time observe it, or very rarely you feel that there is only you, no observer, no estimation. Are both these positions false, or one is a true one?
Everything is only possible by Krishna's grace. Everything. Right. So, what is the Gita sloka? Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasyaha ahankar vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Forgetting this, what we think we're doing, now we're talking about mundane things, is actually just the modes of nature in operation. Like the drug addict who's actually lost their freedom of movement and independence, now they're just under the influence and control of their addiction. So when someone is addicted to the mundane, it's just the modes of nature in operation, right? For a devotee, come under a different jurisdiction. So there's Mahamaya. It's always Maya, but there's Mahamaya, Yogamaya. So our hope is by offering ourselves in service to Guru and Vaishnav that by the grace of Sri Guru that we can do some seva. So the devotees, they won't think that they're doing something, but they're thinking, by the grace of Guru Vaishnava, we're able to do something. Pratishtha, the credit, goes to Guru. But nothing good, bad, ugly, beautiful is possible to be done without the will of Krishna in the background. And in the case of something spiritual, the grace of Krishna, which it descends through his agents, particularly his devotees. Anything else?
Okay. Maharaj, when you are working with Srila Sridhar Maharaj's lectures, classifying them, compiling the books, were you always inspired and fully realizing what great things you are dealing with? So what were you moved by?
Oh, someone's asking me. I would say this, that at a time of great anguish and doubt, someone asked me, is there anyone who can remove your doubts? And actually, I didn't have an answer prepared. I wasn't prepared. That question caught me off guard. But they said, so is there anyone who can remove your doubt? And I said, Sridhar Maharaj. It's as if I heard myself saying that. At that point, I had like an hour or two of Guru Maharaj's talks. And, or more, maybe I had a few more, but I said, he can. I said, in fact, whatever he says, I an answer to whatever these questions might be, I accept it now. Before we hear what his answers are, I accept those answers. That's the inspiration I have right now. He is the person who can do this, and whatever he says, I accept it now. I'll sign a paper if you want, that whatever he answers to these questions, you know, I accept that fully. And so at that time, I went to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj with certain questions that I had, that other devotees had, many things like that. And actually, in the first thing he said, he answered everything. The first thing that came out of his mouth, perfectly adjusted, answered everything. But I had a list, and so we just like went through, and other people had, so I represented them or asked them. And that was at the end and first meeting, like substantial meeting. I had met him one time before. But so in the night with a flashlight and Haricharan Prabhu's room, they were like, remember, on the mosquito net were these Bengali insects that are just frightening. They look like they're out of monster movies, you know. And anyway, I'm looking with a flashlight, like, and I'm thinking, Srila Sridharmaraj has answered everything perfectly. But if I had to try and represent what he's saying to others, these are some other questions they might ask. So then I prepared like day two's questions. And at the end of the second day, he said to me, he said, "Are you satisfied?" And in my heart, I was saying, "I want to offer myself in service to you." But I thought that would be premature to express something like that. So I just said, "Yes, I'm very satisfied with that, you know, all everything you've said." But then as time went on, I thought, and as I made more tapes of Guru Maharaj, I thought, the best thing I could do would be to take what he's saying and transcribe it, you know, compile it, structure it, and publish it. So, and now Mahayogi is visiting. So when we decided to do this and with backing from Guru Maharaj, in terms of, there's something about being enlivened. Was that part of the question? Let's just assume it was, right? I could talk about this extensively, but I don't want to at this moment. But I'll say this: when I was designing these books, also when I saw them coming alive before me on a layout flat, what they were going to look like, I was very enlivened. Like to the extreme. And when we were working on the search for Sri Krishna, we're in the final edit, and say it was around 10 o'clock at night. And so we were really absorbed in doing this, and this will give you some idea. So I thought, we've been doing this for a long time, and I thought, it must be after midnight. It might even be 2 o'clock in the morning. And where we were working, there are no windows. And when I opened the door to go outside, the sun had risen. So you can understand, we lost sense of time. So it was very enlivening. And went to take the book to Srila Guru Maharaj. trying to Gaur Purnima as a deadline. And we get there on the day of Gaur Purnima, but we haven't arrived yet. We're trying to go from Calcutta to get, and cross the Jalangi and the Saraswati, that part in Navadvip, and it's all so holy. People are throwing colors, and we offer the book to Srila Guru Maharaj. The moon has just risen on Gaur Purnima. That's when I'm putting the book in his hand. It's like right after that, after singing, you know, Nadia Udayagiri Purnachandra Gaura Hari. So the moon, the full moon in Navadvipa is shining down on Srila Guru Maharaj. I'm offering him the search for Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful. And Srila Guru Maharaj says, 50 years ago to this moment, we offered Sri Krishna Chaitanya to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Guru Maharaj took it as being very significant. He said, 50 years to the moment. That's when they had offered that book to Saraswati Thakur, which was meant for the preaching in the Western world. And we gave this book to Srila Guru Maharaj that became the foundation of Srila Guru Maharaj's going out of India, his Su-Siddhanta, going out in India and all over the world. So we're very fortunate to be used in that way. Like when Gurudev said of the typesetter, he saw Saraswati Thakur's typesetter. In those days, you had to pull lead type out of boxes. Like there was a box of A, B, C, etc. And you, according to how good you are, you lock them up on a, I forget what you call it. But anyway, that's how they do it. But this man was so good at it, Gurudev said, you'd see his hands moving like so fast. And how did Gurudev describe it? He said, Prabhupada's will was playing through him very nicely. And that goes back to the question before. That's what the devotee wants. That flow will, that we're offering ourselves to be used, whatever capacity we might have, and we can exceed our capacity too. The limitations of our normal capacity, connection with Guru and Vaishnav, that can be far exceeded. And we want that the will of the Lord and his devotees will use us, and in Gurudev's words, play very nicely. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami will say, I'm blind, I have arthritis, my health, I could die at any moment. He's in his 90s. And what is he saying? By the mercy of Madan Mohan and the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas of the time, he said, I'm writing Chaitanya Charitamritam, the greatest literature to ever have seen, the light of day in all time, all space, all universes, all creations. That's coming through him. He said, some divine power is moving my hand. So that's not to be imitated, but to know that that's the way of the higher devotees. They've become wholly one with the interest of Krishna. It's a beautiful thing and something to aspire to. Arjuna was, arguably the greatest warrior ever in the presence of Krishna, was Krishna's backing. And after Krishna withdrew, when Yudhisthira meets Arjuna in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, that chapter, it's very sad. And Arjuna's not saying anything, and Yudhisthira is first trying to welcome him, and then he's sensing something's wrong. And he starts wondering, what's wrong with Arjuna? And he's saying, did you do this? He starts thinking of adharmic violations. Maybe he's not lived up to what's expected of him as a Kshatriya. And offering different possible explanations for the malaise and the sadness of Arjuna. But as the chapter concludes, Yudhisthira says, or is it that what Yudhisthira wanted to avoid, even thinking all along, he said, is it that personality who our lives are an aspiration for the service of his holy lotus feet, has left this world, plunged it into darkness, and us into separation? In other words, Krishna has left the world. That's why Arjuna is so despondent. And the mighty Arjuna, right? And in the absence of Krishna, he's defeated by some Afghanis, basically. Highway robbers. So if Arjuna feels like that, how shall we feel? He's saying, I'm nothing without Krishna. So Guru Maharaj says, without the grace of Sri Guru, we are lifeless clay. But the lifeless clay can become animated by the grace of Sri Guru. But that's the way we like to think. If you look at Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj's intro to one of the books, I forget which one right at the moment, but it could be the Bhagavad Gita, actually. He says, whatever valuable things you may find here, that's my Guru Maharaj and what he's giving. If you find anything wrong here or any mistake, that you can attribute to me, if there's anything like that. But whatever wonderful things you find, that's the glory of my Gurudev. That's the proper attitude of the servitor, aspiring servitor. Pratishtha is for Gurudev. The credit. So we could say, in retrospect, it was clear to us that Krishna wanted to glorify Srila Guru Maharaj and have the world become aware of his glories and become the recipients of his Su-Siddhanta, these divine concepts and original Krishna conscious ideas. The search for Sri Krishna, reality of the beautiful, golden volcano, divine lava, subjective evolution of consciousness. After we had searched for Sri Krishna and Sri Guru and his grace, and then we're thinking of another book after three, and Guru Maharaj said, well, in search for Sri Krishna, we showed, you know, how the devotees are searching for Krishna. He said, but actually, Krishna is also searching for his devotees. He said, but it is a loving search. He is searching for his lost servants. It is a loving search for the lost servant. Then Gopakumar and Krishna embracing. So it was like slow, measured, careful, methodical, compiling, structuring. And everyone who had the opportunity to participate in that got some eternal good fortune. And I'm hearing Gurudev say, and remember, he would sometimes caution us, don't become the cause of burning the lotus of your own good fortune. So everyone who comes in connection with the Krishna consciousness movement has some good fortune. He said, but don't become the cause of burning the lotus of your good fortune. And that caution makes us eternally mindful of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. That all credit, if we give all credit to Guru and Vaishnav, then we'll be safe from the ego that, you know, I did something. Bhaktivinod Thakur, Guru Maharaj said, when he's leaving the world, Bhaktivinod Thakur, what does Guru Maharaj say in the verse? Guru Dham, Granta Dham, Gora, Nama Dham Uda, Bhakti Dham, Buri Dham Bande, Bhaktivinod Dham Sada. He gave us everything. Gordam, discovered Mahaprabhu's birthplace, the Navadita Mahatmyam, all of our books, all of our songs, you know, bhakti up to including Radha Dasyam, and including Saraswati Thakur to distribute it and connect everybody through his agents. And that Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who's the, you know, the bandari of the treasure of the Krishna consciousness movement, and his final moments was saying, I couldn't serve you, my Lord. I failed at serving you. I couldn't properly serve you. Guru Maharaj says that Srimati Radharani says, I'm famous in the world as the greatest devotee of Krishna, but the truth is, I couldn't give myself to him fully. So how shall we think? Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj said, Swami Maharaj, Shakta Vesha Avatar, whenever he's pressed on his success, he's always saying he's an insignificant servitor of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Writes, you know, 60 books, millions of copies are distributed around the world, and saying, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, but my Guru Maharaj is one of these, I'm trying something to fulfill his order. When the others would praise him, he'd say, no, you have done. That's anything. No, you have done. When Mahaprabhu says this, Rupa Damodar, how can Rupa express these things? My heart. How is that possible? What's only in my heart, he is expressing. I know this and you know. Right? Srup Damodar, Mahaprabhu Ditya Kalevar. And what does Srup Damodar say? You must have revealed it to him. It's not possible. So you must have, you know, flooded his heart with understanding of these things. And Mahaprabhu said, yes, that's the answer. That's true. Why? Because I saw him as fit for these things. So we're thinking, we want to serve the Vaishnavas. and we don't want anything from them. They've made our lives meaningful. They've made our existence meaningful. Not just meaningful, in the most substantial way, unimaginable good fortune awaits. So we don't want anything from them. But it is their nature to reciprocate seva. Out of affection, they like to nourish their servitors. Out of their some inconceivable sort of gratitude. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, our viewers online are sending their dandavats. Rashashwari Didi from Brazil.
Hare Krishna.
Didi from
Tutabom.
From Kiev. And Dhananjaya Prabhu from Europe.
From Italy.
Italy. Oh, okay.
Dhananjaya from Hare Krishna, Rasheshri. And who else?
Alakananda.
Oh, Alakananda. In Kiev. Huh? Oh, and Ashutosh, Krishna Prabhu, my Russian voice. Once I was giving a lecture in Moscow, I thought it was pretty good, and someone came up at the end, and they walked right by me, and they went to Ashutosh, and said, "That was great." And I thought, well, at least that means he's doing a good job. And not Tapana Nandini in Mexico? Teresa?
She's probably there.
She's there. I know she's there. Hare Krishna, you want some mercy? I'm giving it. What more can I do than this? You have the mercy of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Simadusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Neshai Goshai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Echai Goshai Jar Muitaro Das. Tansabara Padarenu Mora Panchagras. Tandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Janame, janame, moye abilas. Echai gochai jabe braje koi lo bas. Radha Krishna nitya lila kori lo prakash. Anande bolo hari bhaja Vrindavan. Bolo anande bolo hari bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majaiya Mon. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottama Das. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Satara Sata Sri Sri Maj Philabhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Philabhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagawan Philabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ji Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Brinda Ki Jai, Jai Sri Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Sri Mahayogi Prabhu Ki Jai, Sri Mata Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai, Seva Brinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande. Ayana. Nalina Nayana Devi Dasi and Giriraj, Shenjen Giriraj, he's returned to his abode safely. Yes, his new abode.